Iranians still control the capital. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News, and their president is still there as Russian forces roll in.
Small arms fire erupting all across the city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned about this smaller offensive amid a much larger invasion into the country of Ukraine. The Russian military violating the sovereignty of this country, launching that invasion earlier this week. And the president calling on everyone here, from civilians to the military, to stay and fight.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Ukraine's leader says hundreds of Russian troops taken prisoner can't understand why they were sent to Ukraine to kill and get killed. As fighting intensifies, the mayor of Kyiv has ordered a stricter curfew from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. Many Ukrainians in the capital have been trying to get out.
At the border of Poland, thousands of people arrived with volunteers handing them hot drinks, water, food, and supplies, many of them arriving with only anything they could carry.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Poland has said it's prepared to take in up to 3 million refugees. Another wave of the coronavirus is hitting South Korea hard. Hospitalizations and deaths are creeping up as the Omicron variant rips through the country. The U.S. is moving past Omicron, so much so that the CDC says most Americans don't have to wear a mask indoors.
With widespread population immunity, the overall risk of severe disease is now generally lower. Now, as the virus continues to circulate in our communities, we must focus our metrics beyond just cases in the community.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the agency continues to encourage vaccination. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A campaign promise has been fulfilled by President Biden. He's nominated the first black woman to the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
She cares about making sure that our democracy works for the American people. She listens. She looks people in the eye, lawyers, defendants, victims, and families. And she strives to ensure that everyone understands why she made a decision.
According to a new Fox News poll, 63% of respondents support the president's decision to nominate a black woman to the high court. One of the most prominent public schools in the country has been cited for illegally discriminating against Asian Americans. A federal judge has ruled that impermissible racial balancing was at the core of a plan to overhaul admissions at the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. The elite school in Alexandria is planning to appeal. A proposal in Florida dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill has advanced in the state legislature.
Florida's State House of Representatives passes a bill that restricts teaching of gay and transgender social issues to middle and high schoolers and would even allow parents of a K-5 student to sue a school if the child is subjected to it. The bill passed on party lines, and its Democratic critics say the bill will alienate young LGBT children. The bill's sponsors say it doesn't stop spontaneous discussions, nor does it prevent any in-school counseling. Florida's state Senate will next consider it. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
He tendered his resignation, but it wasn't accepted. Instead, the Kansas School Board suspended the state education commissioner for 30 days after he made an offensive comment about Native Americans. Randy Watson submitted his resignation after the governor and three Native American officials demanded it. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.